Well, to everyone, welcome and good morning. My name is Aaron, one of the pastors here at Metro Life Church. And for the offering this morning, as the ushers make their way forward, I thought I would just give you an update on my time away, as I had just returned from La Paz, Bolivia, earlier this week. And this all ties into the ways your giving makes a difference. And so, ushers, you can just begin to receive the offering. There were a number of goals for this trip. We determined that Bolivia would be a place we would go on mission next summer. So one of the purposes of my trip was to lay the groundwork for that time, and that was a very fruitful part of it. I spent some time with Oscar and Priscilla Vargas. I think we have a picture of them. Some of you may remember, we actually supported Oscar and Priscilla 5 years ago now when they went to a pastor's college. You made the way for them to go. Out of our 2011 mission offering, you covered the cost for this family to come from Bolivia. At the time, they were a family of four. Now, with Sophie and Oscar's arms, they are a family of five. We spent 2 days there in Coroico, a beautiful place, with their family. I think we've got another picture of their girls. And we're just there in the hotel in the morning. We played Uno at breakfast. I've never done that, but they loved it. That game works really well in English or Spanish. So we had a great time together. I made a memory with them, these three girls, Abigail, Bianca, and Sophie. We were passing a Burger King. Bolivia has Burger King and Subways. In terms of Western restaurants, we were passing by Burger King, and I went, blah. And from the back seat, I hear, pecado, pecado, which means sin. You're a sinner, Aaron. So I didn't realize that, so I did repent. We ate at Burger King twice in La Paz just to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. I promised them I will never eat there again unless I'm with them in La Paz, which is another way to not have to eat it here. But anyway, it was wonderful to be with them. We determined that for the 2018 month of July missions trip, we're going to take 3 days at an orphanage that we've sponsored in the past. It's called Casa Esperanza. It is a vital ministry of the church there. There's about 150 children in that orphanage. It's about a five-hour drive out of the city of La Paz. We're going to spend 3 days there and then 5 or 6 days back in the city of La Paz with the church to serve in the various local compassion ministries that they're involved in. And so please pray about whether or not God will have you go. You'll get more details right before and during Christmas break. There'll be things online that are more specific, but it's not too early to begin praying. And this was such a blessing to hear. I didn't know they were planning this. On Wednesday night, before my flight home, I had one more message to give there, and they shared with me that they're praying about sending a team to Metro Life Church in 2019. So the church in La Paz is on a 2-year saving their money to see if they can come and serve us. And if you have any idea how hard it is to get Bolivia to hear, that is a gift. Why? Because they love us. They love our local church. And so how cool is that? It won't just be we send a missions trip there, but that they would send a missions trip to us here in Orlando. So that blew my heart away. There were a number of things that happened. Time doesn't permit all of them. They asked for a youth conference. Their school year just ended because it's now summer in South America. So there was a youth conference with about 200 teenagers and some college-age kids. They also asked for a relationship seminar, which was a ton of fun. And last Saturday, they had to have their church services over the weekend. Excuse me. On Saturday, because in Bolivia, when there is a vote, the country shuts down, mandatory. There's no traffic. There's no church. There's no anything on Sundays when that happens. And so the church service was on Saturday. Some of you prayed for this. I gave my very first sermon in Spanish, reading from a manuscript. I did two things that were new in Bolivia this time. I rode on the Death Road, and its name is with reason, and I preached in Spanish. The Death Road was nothing. Preaching in Spanish was absolutely scary and frightening, as I wasn't prepared for this. I thought it'd be a light attendance, but normally they have two services on Sunday morning. They had one combined service, so instead of a couple hundred people, about 650 people were out there, like, of all days, God, why? Why? But by the grace of God, he was with me, and thank you to those of you who were praying for that. There were numerous meetings with the elders. Just they're such a humble and open group of men, and they invited me into a moment that was just absolutely wonderful. I believe we have a picture of a radio station here. So the picture right before it is the moment when they are turning on the radio, when it made a transition from private ownership over to church ownership. The government in Bolivia has decided that no one person can own more than two radio stations because that's how things function there. Well, there are church members who own these radio stations. And so not wanting to give up that station, FM 90.7 and something on the AM dial, they prayed, what can we do with this station? The government's going to take it away from us. They gifted it to the church. And so now, all throughout Bolivia, reaching the whole country and the world through the web, is a radio station where they're not only playing Christian music, but they're taking their sermons, their teaching materials. Some of the first things they're going to use are our own Darren Slack's prophecy teaching material, translated, going across the nation of Bolivia and beyond. How cool is that? And this was the moment that they did it. So I happened to find myself there as they turned on the dial and it went from private ownership over to the church. Meals with many, many families, more than I can even remember. All of them are near and dear to us. I spent Sunday afternoon with Johnny and Ibon Deweri. He's kind of been our point guy in La Paz. And there's a picture of his daughter, a couple pictures forward here. This is Cecily's birthday. They put firecrackers on their birthday cakes there. I'm not sure that's legal here. That thing a little earlier was like up to the ceiling. So you guys just do things so much cooler in Bolivia than we do at home with these kind of things. But this picture and the next one, it just demonstrates one of the values they have that I love and I want us to fight for. It's the value of family. They cherish their family. They're together, and it's not just their blood family, their church family they bring into. So I want you to pray with me for Pablo and Monica. Pablo is one of Johnny's sons. In fact, I think Pablo was here years ago when he was a younger man. They've been married now 8 years. Monica recently lost her father unexpectedly. He was one of the pastors in the church. They have been praying and praying and praying to conceive a child and have been unable to do so. And so I said to her, I'm going to take your picture now, and in faith, the next time I have a picture of you and Pablo, it will be with you and Pablo and a baby. So could we pray for them? They have been asking God for this good gift for some time. And so I wanted you to see that picture. There's a family you, Metro Life Church, have helped in the past, Javier and Rosalind Sanchez. I've mentioned them to you. Rosalind has had throat cancer. She's in remission right now, but there were bills. There were all kinds of things going on, and you took care of their kids' education. I don't know if you remember that. It was a Sunday 2 years ago. A member came up to me about 5 minutes after the service to say, I want to help, and I was able to say to him, you know what? You're about 3 minutes too late, because within 2 minutes, you took care of their bill. And they're so, so grateful. They long to be here to thank you in person. Well, they've got a family member. Her name is Grace. She just graduated high school. And simply put, she's on my heart. And I come back knowing that if someone's on my heart, they end up on your heart, because that's the love you have. Grace is a young girl with very little hope, very, very, very dim light on the future. And so I want to ask you to join in praying with me, with us, about whether or not we can get this young girl here for a little while, just to get a hope, a brighter hope, and a brighter future. There's a lot to her story, more than time permits today. But I would ask, would you pray for Pablo and Monica to have a child? Pray that Grace will be able to come here, that our government will make a way. He's not here today. You're going to hear from him more next week, but I want to share this with you because I want to boast on him without embarrassing him, but hopefully this is all being recorded. One of the greatest moments while there were the reports I was hearing about Darren's visit. Darren Slack, one of our own members, who leads our prophetic ministry, gifted man of God, as you know. He was there a month earlier to serve the church in La Paz and also Santa Cruz. And I kept hearing this phrase. Initially, it was funny, but then they explained themselves. They said, thank you for sending Darren. He was different this time. Like, what does that mean? What happened the first time? And what they said was, he was already great in the first visit, and he was already humble and gentle, but there was a greater depth of gentleness and humility than the first visit. And we're so glad your church sent him. And so, could I just encourage all of us, keep on growing in the grace of God. Wherever you are in the grace of God, you are not plateaued. Are you breathing? Okay, then you have not plateaued in the grace of God. Whatever that is, gentleness, humility, love, kindness, generosity, patience, etc., etc. And they're testifying to that. They're eager for him to come again. And so that was just so encouraging. So just to wrap it up, thank you so much for your giving. Thank you for having a vision beyond Castleberry without taking our eyes off our immediate local cities. These trips aren't possible without you. And I do believe Darren would say the same thing. You'll probably hear it next week. We're far more blessed in going than we are in anything we do there. I was able to give not only from Metro Life Church, but from Grace Partnership, the partnership we are in as a local church, was able to give a gift for $2,000 to the orphanage and another $2,500 to their building project that they're working on, and I'm so grateful for that. But I want to share something with you that just absolutely affected me this week when I got back. I was looking over a Grace Partnership report, and we're trying to raise 250 sponsors at $25 a month. For what purpose? For things like orphanages in Bolivia, for things like their own building project, to take the gospel and the love of Christ to other places. And I was just reviewing it, and a name caught my attention. I don't call this name out to embarrass this person, but do you know who one of the partners in the 250 people are? We're not at 250 yet, so if you want to join in, please join in. Is a partner in Grace Partnership. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who is a missionary who's trying to raise her own support for what God's doing. She is giving $25 a month when I think, wouldn't we all say, well, no, don't do that. You keep it for yourself. You use it for yourself. That's not her heart. That's not her heart. That inspires me actually to get off my laurels, if I can say it that way, because I keep saying I'm signing up, but I haven't signed up yet. I'm doing that. I'm doing that this week. Lisa Chin, you heard that. I'm doing that this week because she's already a partner in mission and she's someone on mission. Why? Because she gets it. She sees the difference that it makes when we're a part of something larger than ourselves. So thank you for that. I know trips past, I've not always done a good job of sharing, well, what were you doing away? There you have it. So much more to say, but thank you for your prayers while gone.